Andrew, you were one of the 2,300 guests inside St. Paul's Cathedral this morning. What was the atmosphere of the occasion?
The atmosphere was almost expectant. People were, in a way, quite excited. They knew that they were at a historic event, an event for many people there of great sadness, but also a very British event. I mean, the whole event was dominated by the coffin draped in this enormous Union flag, and that made it a very British, a very dignified event. Those of us sitting in there could also see some of the TV coverage, and we could see the scale of the church and so on. People, I think, were quite overawed by what went on. I think they also thought, for a politician, this is probably the last time they'll ever be at a funeral like this.
It's, of course, of great significance. Melanie Phillips from the Daily Mail commented today that it felt like we're burying a part of Britain. Would you agree with that?
Well, in a sense, we're building, burying an era. I think that's true. Thatcherism's long shadow has cast over British politics almost since she became Prime Minister in 1979. And although many of the battles she had to fight are done and dusted now, her demise does bring to an end the era that she played such an important role in. Her arguments, what she stood for, will still go on. But I suppose it was, in a way, an end of an era, an end of a prime minister who not only was transformational, but to whom everybody then had to define themselves. I mean, every prime minister sitting there today, or former prime minister, Gordon Brown, Tony Blair, John Major, even David Cameron, they all have had, in some ways, to define themselves against Margaret Thatcher, for or against, to the right or to the left, progressive or reactionary. They've all had to define themselves around her. To that extent, she has been a seminal politician.
There was obviously a lot of political attendees there. Was there any kind of political aspect to it, would you say, or was it purely just reverence?
No, it was. There was almost, I mean, it was political in the sense that it was the funeral of a prime minister. And the prime minister in this, our constitution, isn't the head of state, though it had almost a feeling of a head of state funeral, if not quite the full Monty. But there was certainly nothing party political about it. The Bishop of London sermon had nothing party political about it. It was a difficult one for him to give. He handled it, I think, pretty well. It was a tightrope and he walked it. So it was political in the sense that we were seeing off the most famous, most important peacetime prime minister the country's had. But I don't think it was party political at all.
And of course, during Margaret Thatcher's premiership, you're editor of the Sunday Times. Do you have any particular memories of Thatcher that came to you today?
Oh, mainly that we were always fighting. The Sunday Times was broadly sympathetic to the Thatcher revolution, but it didn't mean that we gave her a get out of jail card or that she felt very kindly towards us. I mean, we made what in her eyes was the horrendous mistake once of running a story about her son, suggesting that he was trying to make money on the back of her name. And the consequences of that was she attacked me in Parliament at question time, and then I got banned from Downing Street for 6 years. So, you know, you take the rough and the smooth.
Definitely. But you can obviously still appreciate what a great figure she was. You don't think we're going to see this for Tony Blair or John Major?
Well, we certainly won't see it for John Major. I'm pretty sure of that. As a one-term prime minister who achieved, we're not quite sure what, I'd be very surprised of that. Tony Blair certainly was a world figure and certainly won 3 elections by large majorities, hugely successful by that measure, a big figure. It'll be a long time, of course, before he dies, I would think. He keeps fit, he's young, and people may well have forgotten quite a lot about him by the time he pops his clogs. So it'll be a big event when Tony Blair dies. I doubt it'll be an event on the scale like the one today. And it was interesting. I mean, it was typical Thatcher in the end that there you had the whole British establishment gathered there for her funeral. But the most important event didn't take place in the church. The most important event took place outside when the coffin was brought out at the end through the main entrance and exit to St. Paul's. We could just hear in the distance the huge cheers and applause and all the rest of it. Entirely unexpected. something that she would have loved and had never planned for the funeral, of course. And it was then that I looked around and I saw, that was when I saw lots of tears in the eyes of the people who were there, not during the service itself, but when they heard the reaction of the people outside. She would have loved that.
I was actually standing on Fleet Street when it happened, and it was, the feeling was just overwhelming. And there was an Irish guy who got very aggressive, shouting, "She killed my people," and instantly he almost got battered aside by the crowd. Very finally, Andrew, I just wanted to ask you, we've heard a lot about Thatcherism, her legacy, what she did as Prime Minister. What's going to happen next to the legacy of Margaret Thatcher? Are we going to hear more, or is it just going to fade away into the pages of history?
I don't think it will ever quite go away in the foreseeable future, in the sense that it will always be bubbling along in the background, and people will argue about her and define themselves in relation to her on the left and the right. But I think with the funeral now, it does bring the curtain down. I think the kind of constant coverage of Mrs. Thatcher, that's now going to come to an end. British politics will go back to normal. She will be there in the background, but she won't be dominant the way she's been for the past week or so. So I think it is more back to politics as normal now, with references being made to Thatcher as the debate goes on, but not being the dominant figure. I think quite a lot of my colleagues in journalism, we do feel now we've been Thatchered out. I think we've done enough for the lady, about the lady. Time to draw a line under it and move on.